Jack Armour from Free State Agriculture is having a little bit of a chat to us today about a workshop that was hosted here at FSA's offices this week that had to do with land reform. Basically, a plan for land reform in the province, trying to get together various stakeholders, including government, including organized agriculture, to try and make this work. Jack, perhaps we can ask you just to outline for our listeners sort of what it was all about, and then, you know, how did it go? What were some of the highlights from this workshop?
Thanks, Sabina. I think it was a successful workshop in that we got a lot of role players around the table, some of the key role players, and the consensus was that we actually have a shared direction, a shared consensus of what needs to be done. And there's a lot of good stuff that is being done. And through the agribusinesses, the commodity organizations, the few NGOs that we've got in the Free State, I think there's room for more NGOs maybe, but there's a lot of success stories. And we're clearly not sharing those success stories enough. So one of the ways to build trust, and trust is the one issue, when the MEC opened, he says he realizes there's a serious disjuncture between what government's trying to do and what the private sector is already succeeding in doing. So one of the ways to build trust is to share those victories and the success stories. So that's definitely very important. And one of our actions that we need to take from the workshop is to share our success stories more and more effectively. And thank you for this platform on the radio to just share what we've achieved there as well. So we've drawn up a couple of success stories already, and we'll make more effort to publish them more, get them out there, that people can learn from the success, we'll learn from one another and take that forward.
One of the criticisms we often level towards government is that there's too many of these land reform initiatives that fail. A lot of money thrown into it, and then it doesn't turn out the way it's intended. I believe that MEC did also sort of highlight that there are too many situations where land gets transferred, for example, and then just ends up being fallow, and that's not what we need. What we need in the province, what we need in agriculture in general, is to ensure that we're producing even more on the land that's available, not allowing land to go into disuse. Were those some of the issues that did come to the fore?
Yes, definitely. Grain South Africa was there, and they quoted that of 80% of the land that their members, their black new farmer members have got, is lying fallow at the moment. Yes, it is a drought and stuff, but it's because of a lot of land reform programs that are not working. And I think the meeting, we didn't want to focus on negatives and problems. We all know what the problems are. We all know what the negatives are. But it was to forge a way of going ahead to solve those problems. And there, to quote the MEC's own words, he says he believes that we do have the necessary skills, and he called for us to engage with him more effectively. And I think that's probably what the outcome of the meeting was, is more effective engagement. How are we going to do that? So we initially decided on a team of about six from this bigger forum, and the bigger forum will continue in a kind of a virtual format, sharing knowledge with each other. Yeah, just so that we can learn from each other, but that the core team will actually go and make a presentation to the MEC. And also not just advise him what we think needs to be done, but ask him what he needs from us, that we can give him information timelessly, that he can make better decisions himself. There was a lot of debate about at what level do we negotiate? Do we speak directly to the MEC, or do we speak to the political leaders that chop and change quite a lot, or do we speak at the more stable sort of operational staff? And we decided that we actually need to speak to both. We need to strengthen the political leaders, the MEC. Even if a new one comes in, let's get a structure in place that when the new one comes in, they can realize that we're indispensable and that they need to speak to us, that we can help them, but also that we can hear from them and see what we need to do to be able to help them better.
Jack, maybe just to end off for today, another one of the things that is often raised when we're talking about land reform and when we're talking about transformation in the agriculture sector, it boils down to empowering these new entrants, these emerging farmers who are coming into the sector, to get to the point where they can actually stand up on their own two feet and be fully fledged commercial farmers in their own right without needing to rely on government to help them to make a success. I'm assuming this kind of thing was also addressed. I had a chat recently to a representative from the PASA as well, and he said it's not good enough that government just has to keep on carrying people. People need to be given that leg up, almost, one can say, and then get to the point where they can start walking and running and winning the race on their own.
I think government really needs to start rewarding small successes better. So people that are really doing something, help them do better. where they've reached an obstacle or a problem, that's government's role. Government should be creating the facilitative environment, and that's what we've been saying for a long time. That's what our Congress was about 2 years ago, for agriculture to grow, not trying to make agriculture grow artificially themselves.
So also a case of, let's not make the goal to create more emerging farmers. Let's make the goal to take the existing emerging farmers and make them better farmers.
That's right, yeah. Convert emerging farmers, the guys on the common edges that have proved that they've already got herds of 20, 30, 40, 50, they shouldn't be on the common edges anymore. They should be assisted to get access to land. But there's a whole very complex support system that's needed. And I think the words that I've got them quoted over here, the words that they used was insurmountable. All the issues that need to be addressed together. And it's a huge challenge. But if we reward successes and take people that are already proving themselves and make them better, I think that's very important.
There we go. That's Dr. Jack Armour, Operations Manager here at Free State Agriculture, just giving us a little bit of feedback on that land reform workshop. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thanks.